Welcome to another edition of the Go Knows Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is October 25th, 2020. No segments for this episode. Just more Florida State football rambling. I hope you enjoy it. I wanted to do instant reaction after the Louisville game, but, you know, I was just too emotionally, you know, just crazed after the game. But we suck on defense. And I just don't know what we're doing. You can't really blame the quarterback. People, every time there's an issue, they want to blame the quarterback. The quarterback ain't really the problem. It's the defense. I mean, they scored, Louisville scored on like six straight possessions. So, I mean, we can sit here and talk about the quarterback. That's not really the issue. It was nice to get a look at Chubba Purdy, but I basically saw he looked just like Jordan Travis out there. That's not really the issue. The issue is the defense. And I really don't know how you fix it. I think it's a combination of players just, you know, not knowing what they're doing and coaches not coaching. Because that was really a flashback to the Notre Dame game. And I said after the Notre Dame game that every team you play from here on out is going to do that counterplay. And that was pretty much the play they was running. Just running that little counterplay to Hawkins. And he's very explosive. And he was just eating the defense up. Okay? Throwing bombs to Atwell. Nobody, you know, there to defend him. So I had Florida State winning this game. I thought it would be a shootout, a low scoring shootout, but because I actually thought the front four would actually get penetration, but they really wasn't. So you know, this defensive coordinator you got, he sucks, man. They did go to Cam McDonald a little bit, which was nice to see. They did get Tua Feely in the game, albeit late in the game. I would like to see him early and often. I think Chubba Purdy is the guy that he wants to eventually go to. And he looked healthy to me, so we'll see. So I think next you got Pittsburgh, who's a very well-coached football team. They don't necessarily have the talent that Florida State has, but I really don't think that matters. They're better coached, so they have a chance to. They like to run the football also, and I can guarantee you they're gonna run that counterplay too. So next week it could just be more the same. More the same stuff, so. At some point, the coaching staff has to be held accountable for the, you know, not having these guys prepared and ready to go. Because it doesn't make any sense that they can literally come out and just run the same running play and just keep gashing the defense. Secondary constantly out of position, not making plays, not even being in the position to make a play. That's the sad part. So, not calling for nobody's job. I already said you got to stick with Norvell to the end, but defensively, you got to do something. You can't just sit back and give up 40, 48, 50 points against Louisville, a team that we even Willie Taggart was beating Louisville. Willie Taggart beat the same team last year pretty much. Come on. It's defense. We just poorly coached on defense. So, I don't know. But I know anytime we wear those all whites, we're going to lose. We don't have a good track record with those all whites. As soon as I saw those all white uniforms, I was like, okay, blowout. Like, do not wear those anymore. Just gold helmet, gold pants. And just switch the jerseys up. Okay, and if the other team has on light color, I would not wear those white pants. I just knew it was going to be a bad game when I saw those. But like I said, you got to try to get Cam McDonald more involved in his offense. You got to get Tua Feely more involved in his offense. They're the playmakers. So, I just don't know where you go from here. Because I really thought after the win over North Carolina last week that we was going to come out here and play with some kind of intensity. I thought we had established that we could play a level of football that could beat teams like Louisville, but obviously we didn't play to that level. And it, like I said earlier in the week, it's just a question of do you want to do it? Not can you do it, do you want to do it? Obviously, they didn't want to do it. And, you know, the defensive line reverted back to what they were doing previously. The linebackers really didn't do anything. And the secondary was cinnamon toast crunch. The offensive line, below average. Wide receivers, below average. Quarterback, not really good at all. Coaching, preparedness, D minus. So I don't know what they did last week in terms of practice. I don't know what. You know, but the effort just wasn't there. The effort was just not there. You can lose, but it's a question of the effort and preparedness. And just neither one of those was there in today's game or yesterday's game. Got a long way to go, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, but we can't stop a runny nose, man. That's sad. That really is sad. The way we got gashed up. Just, where's the pride? The North Carolina game was actually the first game where I seen this defense take pride in being Florida State, but they just reverted back to what they were previously doing. Said a few weeks ago, we're going to have to outscore teams because of that, because of the defense. I mean, even in the win against North Carolina, we gave up 28 points. Could have been more. They just missed on some plays. And they, they were not patient enough to stick with the run. Where Louisville, I said earlier in the week, Satterfield is going to run that football. That's his M.O. And we virtually had the same defense last year. And they virtually had the same offense this year. And what's the difference? We got a different coaching staff that's running a different defense, and we get gashed up. So there you go. We got a long way to go. Long way to go. A lot of people, oh, Florida State back. Florida State back. No, we not. You know, that was a lucky win over North Carolina. And I thought it could boost the program a little bit. I thought it could help with recruiting. But you come back this week, you give up 48 points. Louisville scored five or six straight times. That's ridiculous. That's like football. That's like Madden stuff. That's like NCAA 14 stuff, scoring on five straight possessions. Come on. What kind of defense are you playing? What preparedness are you going through? What kind of practice are you doing? Okay. If they keep throwing the ball deep, I'm going to play cover four and tell my safeties to stay as deep as the deepest. They want to keep running the counter play. We just going to run blitz every gap and see what happens. I mean, I'm not a coach, but I can obviously look at the game and see, okay, they running one running play. And you're not putting these guys in the gaps to stop it. Oh, and I did see Ira Henry. He was dressed out on the sideline. So obviously he's in the doghouse. Because he can't even get on the field. So obviously he's in the doghouse. I think we got Pittsburgh this week. It's going to be more the same. Their quarterback is not as mobile, but they like to run the football. And if you don't come out there with some kind of, intensity, passion intensity, it's going to be another track meet for the other team. Yeah, Pittsburgh at Florida State. So, it looks like Pittsburgh won this week. They beat Georgia. No, they played Notre Dame. Oh, they got beat. Okay, never mind. Oh, Pittsburgh lost. So we coming off a loss, they coming off a loss, and we just gonna see what happens, man. But we suck. I mean, the talent is there. It's just, I don't know. They play when they want to play. Because North Carolina has one of the better offensive lines in the conference. You dominate them for a half, and then you come out against Louisville and you can't do nothing. So that's just, you don't want to play. You play when you want to play. That's what that is. And that falls back on the coaching staff. If those guys ain't going to go out there and play hard, when you put them on the field, you take them off the field. You don't leave them out there. So, apologize for the late Insta reaction, but I just had to get myself together mentally after that beatdown. That's probably going to be the format going forward. So thank you for listening. That concludes this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. Please vote. Please vote. And as always, go Noles.